So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Buongiorno, I'm Vritti.
And Vanakkam, I'm Harsh.
And we are on the platform of Terra Talk to talk about... Can you guess it, Harsh?
No, but if you give me a clue, maybe I can.
This country is in the shape of a boot.
Oh, I know. We are here to talk about Italy.
Correct. We visited Milan, Pisa, Venice, Florence, Vatican City, and Rome.
This journey wasn't just a school trip. It was a learning experience in the best way possible. Usually, when a student is taught something, it triggers boredom or other unpleasant feelings, making the student lethargic and generating a lack of enthusiasm to learn.
When real-life experience is involved, it makes the whole experience more enjoyable, instilling various invaluable morals, values, and life skills, and equipping students with the skills required to lead an independent life. Such is the power of a mere school trip.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Bentornati to Terra Talks. We now are going to talk about five of the most amazing tourist destinations that you have to visit when you are in Italy.
So let's start with the gondola ride in the beautiful city of Venice.
In the list of the most iconic and popular tourist destinations of the world, Venice's gondola ride will definitely clinch a top spot.
They are the symbol of history, tradition, and romance in the city on the lagoon, and a gondola ride in Venice ranks among one of the most dreamed about experiences for travelers.
Now, on to St. Mark's Square, which is the largest square in Venice. It consists of the Basilica, which is an example of Gothic architecture.
The Clock Tower, which was built for the people to notice the glory of Venice. The Bell Tower, which is the tallest tower in Venice and over 100 meters tall.
Oh, I would like to add something. This Basilica is the largest church in Venice.
Wow, I didn't know that. Now on to the freestanding Bell Tower, more commonly known as Leaning Tower of Pisa. It is famously known for its 3-degree lean due to its unstable foundation while being built from 12th to 14th century.
It is the third oldest structure in the city. To save this beautiful monument, repair works were underway from the late 20th century to the early 21st. Last, but definitely not least, is the Colosseum. It is one of the 7 wonders of the world and one of the largest arena ever built. It is also known as the Flavian Arena. They say not to wait for the perfect moment. Seize the moment and make it perfect. That's what we did in Italy. Italy may have been too cold or too rainy, but those were all minor hiccups while we were with our friends.
There may have been problems here and there, but they were incomparable to the amount we enjoyed and were long forgotten. This truly was an experience of a lifetime. I can't wait to revisit this place with my family, being equipped with all I need.
That is the most clever thing I have heard you say, like, ever.
Ha ha ha, whatever.
We hope you have enjoyed the podcast, knowing all you need while touring Italy.
This is Harsh and Vritti, signing off from Terra Talk Adventures. Grazie, signora, signori.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.